I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure.
April 3rd, 1965, Paul Harvey nailed it.
Yeah.
Wow.
What? What? That was the reaction I had after seeing Joe Rogan cover this quote-unquote prophecy from 1965 that radio personality Paul Harvey delivered. It was called If I Were the Devil, and he kind of nails it in a way that really seems to make an impact on Joe. So let's see that.
If I were the Prince of Darkness, I'd want to engulf the whole world in darkness, and I'd have a third of its real estate and four-fifths of its population, but I wouldn't be happy until I had seized the ripest apple on the tree, thee. So I'd set about however necessary to take over the United States. I'd subvert the churches first. I'd begin with a campaign of whispers. With the wisdom of a serpent, I would whisper to you as I whispered to Eve. Do as you please. To the young, I would whisper that the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I would confide that what's bad is good and what's good is square.
Yeah, I mean, we live in a day and age in which otherwise regular people go home to make OnlyFans videos. They've been listening to that notion that you can just do what you want. And yes, while some detractors have used arguments to try and convince people not to be Christians, it is true that many have found the usefulness of mockery as a tool in this domain.
And the old I would teach to pray after me, Our Father, which art in Washington. And then I'd get organized. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting so that anything else would appear dull and uninteresting. I'd threaten TV with dirtier movies.
Yeah, I remember visiting my grandmother and went to her small Baptist church, and the preacher was talking about how there was this new program that was about to be on television called NYPD Blue that was going to bring nudity to mainstream America on network television and all those kind of things. And it was a debacle because you might see a bit of mild nudity. Just compare that now to the sort of Game of Thrones world in which we live, and it goes a lot further than that. And this magazine cover found its way into my house, and it promptly went right in the trash. But on this point, I think Harvey was probably more right than he realized.
And vice versa. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills.
Wow.
If I were the devil, I'd soon have families at war with themselves, churches at war with themselves, and nations at war with themselves. Until each in its turn was consumed. And with promises of higher ratings, I'd have mesmerizing media fanning the flames.
Yeah, and one thing to keep in mind is when I was a kid or a teenager in the 90s, it was very common to hear pastors and youth pastors talk about the slippery slope morally that we're on with all these kind of things in our country, and that by the time we were adults, we'd be dealing with X, Y, and Z. Come on, it'll never get that far. I mean, this is scare tactics. This is like shock jock preaching or something. But no, it got that bad and worse. Now, pastors and youth pastors and people like me are pointing to this sort of thing and saying, hey, we're still on that slope and it can get worse. And my recommendation would be notice what happened from then to now and be open to the possibility that it could get a lot worse if something doesn't happen soon.
If I were the devil, I would encourage schools to refine young intellects, but neglect to discipline emotions. Just let those run wild.
Wow.
Until before you knew it, you'd have to have drug-sniffing dogs and metal detectors at every schoolhouse door.
Holy shit.
Within a decade, I'd have prisons overflowing. I'd have judges promoting pornography. Soon I could evict God from the courthouse, then from the schoolhouse, and then from the houses of Congress. And in his own churches, I would substitute psychology for religion and deify science. I would lure priests and pastors into misusing boys and girls and church money. If I were the devil, I'd make the symbol of Easter an egg and the symbol of Christmas a bottle. If I were the devil, I'd take from those who have and give to those who want it until I had killed the incentive of the ambitious. And what'll you bet? I couldn't get whole states to promote gambling as the way to get rich. I would caution against extremes in hard work, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I would convince the young that marriage is old-fashioned, that swinging is more fun, that what you see on TV is the way to be. And thus I could undress you in public, and I could lure you into bed with diseases for which there is no cure. In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.
What year was that? Holy shit.
1965.
That's amazing. April 3rd, 1965, Paul Harvey nailed it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, it's pretty sad how spot on Harvey was. I wish he hadn't been. But there is a positive lining to all of this when we consider Rogan's video itself. He says this.
It's not good, but it also gives us a chance to right the ship. It hasn't hit the rocks yet. Like, we can still come out of this.
But that Rogan seems impressed by this and keeps having Christian thinkers on and isn't mocking Christianity as much as he was is a really good sign, because classically, he hasn't operated that way. Let's take a look.
It's Christianity, at the end of the day, with no proof, everything is mythology. It's a myth. Then you're believing mythology.
You understand, mother, because the New Testament is utter horseshit. Is to rely on ancient myths that are easily scientifically disproven.
As we have found more facts about the nature of reality and the world itself, it seems more and more preposterous with every day. Every day that scientists come up with these new equations that show the way the universe could have possibly been formed, they'll look at us now in 2015, they'll say, what a strange time, this adolescent period of enlightenment, where they're still concentrating on stupid shit. And the f***ing president of the United States can openly talk about God.
As it improves and expands, we are no longer accepting the idea of Satan. We've moved past Satan.
So, no Satan, no devil. Or...
1965, Paul Harvey nailed it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and not only might Joe Rogan's openness to this be a good sign for him and his personal life, but it could be a good sign for things to come in culture. Because if Joe Rogan were to become a Christian, Joe is one of the most influential figures in pop culture today. So that's how we're going to pray.
In other words, if I were the devil, I'd just keep right on doing what he's doing.